People liked the feeling of danger and fear during the film, and a sense of accomplishment and survival once it's over. Once again, people liked the feeling of danger and fear during the film, and a sense of accomplishment and survival once it's over. Yup, so that's why the scarier, the better. There are some key factors that make a horror film scary. To begin with, there's always a sound, or sound effects, to be more precise. Researchers discovered that harsh sounds used in horror film soundtracks imitate the screams of scared animals. And that very sound almost always sends shivers down the spine. Next, we have a scaring technique that has been used in scary movies so many times that nowadays people can often predict the timing of the scare. Yes, yes, just like that. It's the famous jump scare. But for me, I get tired when I see that because I would grow tired of it after 3 to 4 scares. And by adding too many jump scares, a lot of viewers might get tired and exhausted, which spoils the final big scare of the film. Last but not least, camera angles also contribute to building the suspense and the spooky atmosphere in horror films. For example, low angles are used to invoke fear in the audience, while extreme close-ups that only show part of an object of a character's face are used to create an intense mood. And then you have the handheld shot, a kind of shaky camera shot that makes viewer feel a little unstable and out of control. And that's right, all these detailed factors only exist for a sole purpose, which is to scare Y-O-U. And now, let's take a look at the vocab for today's sentence. Number one, fear. Fear. Fear is a noun, which means an unpleasant emotion, or to be frightened that something bad will happen. For example, you can say, I have a fear of heights. I have a fear of heights, which means you are afraid of standing at a high position and looking down. For example, if you go to Taipei 101 and then you look down, everybody has a fear of heights. You can also have fear for a lot of things. You can have fear for cats, fear for dogs. But if you want to describe an extreme fear for something, you call it a phobia. Phobia. P-H-O-B-I-A. Phobia. So, something phobia. For example, there's claustrophobia. Claustrophobia. Which means the fear of small spaces. That means you are afraid of being in a small space. Okay? Speaking of phobia, I'd like you guys to guess what this word means. Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia. Okay. I'm not gonna tell you how to spell it, but I want you guys to Google it or simply take a guess. Okay? So leave a comment below. Number two, we have film. Film. Film can have two meanings. One meaning a series of moving pictures, which in short we call it a movie. The second meaning would be a dark plastic-like material that can record images. So before digital cameras were out in the market, we have to use films for photo taking and movie shooting. Okay? For example, you can say, would you like to go and see a film tonight? Would you like to go and see a movie tonight? You can also say, please memorize your lines. You are wasting my film. Please memorize your lines. You are wasting my film. Okay, so lines mean the dialogue that actors have to say on stage. Okay, number three, sense of accomplishment. Sense of accomplishment. It is a phrase which means the feeling of successfully completing or finishing something. For example, you can say, making money gives him a sense of accomplishment. Or you can also say, making money gives him a sense of fulfillment. Fulfillment. Okay, so basically it means for you to feel satisfied and very good about yourself. Last but not least, number four, survival, survival, which means the continuing to live or exist. For example, you can say, we are all fighting for survival in this cruel world. We are all fighting to stay alive in this cruel, cruel world. I am a fan of horror movies. My favorite is The Shining, directed by Stanley Kubrick in 1980. The movie features a lot of scenes with symbolism that are not easy to understand when you watch it the first time. Many people don't understand the film and get tired of the sound effects, but there are various exciting conspiracy theories on the internet that you can find out about later. To me, the real psychological torture is decoding the film, but definitely worth your time trying. Anyways, be sure to leave a comment and reply to my questions in question time. It is a good way to practice speaking and sentence structuring. Looking forward to reading your replies. Enjoy your movies. Bye!
I'm watching.